Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And as you can tell from the music, it's time for our check-in with the Parks and Rec team. Lauren Borelli, she's the Recreation and Public Services Manager, and Lauren Anderson, the Treadwell Arena Manager. Welcome to the show, you two. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks, Scott.
Hi, thank you.
All right. So Parks and Rec, what's going on?
Well, this Saturday, August 17th, we have our 10th annual Day of Play. This event is our way to thank the community for coming out and participating in all our programs, our sports, visiting our trails and facilities. So we just want to say thank you to Juno and put on this full day of free activities of fun for the whole family to come out to.
All right. Where should we go?
Starting out the morning at 9 a.m., you can head up to Capitol Park for some Gaga Ball and some free
Gaga Ball.
Yeah, Gaga Ball. The kids love it. They all know what it is. So pretty much, you tell them there's Gaga Ball. They'll be there. So
I know, but can you explain for us adult folks?
So it's in this. You're in this little like circular structure, and the kids all hop in with a kickball kind of sort of thing, and then it's like non-competitive, and you just kind of hit the ball on the other kid below the knees, and then you get out if you get touch the ball. Okay. So you can only use it with your hands and bouncing it. So.
Gaga Ball.
But all the kids, they know exactly what it is.
9 a.m. Capitol Park.
Yeah, and Breezin is donating some donut holes, so we're very thankful for that to start the morning off. And then once you're done playing Gaga Ball, you can head on down to the Juno Douglas City Museum for a free admission into the museum, and you can make your own histograph to bring home. Plus explore their touch table with all these antique toys. So,
all right.
That'll be fun.
Kicking it off kind of downtown. And then where?
And then at each location, new this year, well, new and improved, is our passport to play. So you can either print that off at home, or you can pick it up at one of the morning activities and start getting stamps at each activity to win some prizes at the end of the day.
Okay.
So once you get your stamp at Capitol Park and then at the City Museum, you can stop off and change into your bathing suit over at Augustus Brown Swimming Pool and check out their new Key Logs, which is a really fun new activity that we'll have kind of rolling out for Day of Play. And that's at Augustus Brown from 10:30 till noon.
All right. That's the voice of Lauren Anderson. But Lauren Borelli, you showed me a video of people in the pool on this thing. If you had to describe it for our listeners, how would you do that?
So it's like, remember like back in the day with log rolling in the water?
Like a real log.
Yeah. So. Okay. And you just try it. You're going to test your agility to see how long you can stay on the log. And there will be someone else on there and see who can stay on the longest.
And this thing, it's, what is that, like 20 feet long?
It's 10 feet – well, it's 12 feet long actually.
Okay.
And someone will be – one of the pool employees will be in there directing. So you'll
it's
see
sort of yellow and pink. Like,
it's red. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some programming in the future with it. So this is the first time it'll be open to the public.
Can adults do that too?
Oh, yeah. Adults can totally do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So that's, again, at Augustus Brown, the new Key Logs, 10:30 to noon.
Yeah. And then once you test that out, you can head on over to Zach Gordon Youth Center from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And you can get a free hot dog lunch. The Juno Jumpers will be there for some jump roping outside. In the covered area, we'll have sidewalk chalk and music. So it'll be a lot of fun. You get some energy from the food and stuff. So head on there to Zach Gordon Youth Center from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
Okay.
And then you can make your way over to Treadwell Arena and begin some of the Douglas events. And so the rink will be open for two separate sessions. The first one is 11:30 till 12:10. And the second one is from 12:30 to 1:10. And working with the passport, this at the Treadwell stop, you're going to get a wristband. And you'll need to get the wristband before you go out onto the ice, and that will be your stamp.
It so seems like we are just talking about draining the ice and redoing the ice. And
here we
are.
Yeah, we're really excited.
How'd
this is
go?
Our second week with ice, and we're really excited for the season ahead. And
fresh paint, fresh lines, fresh ice.
Yeah, all those things. So you need to come out and check out Treadwell Arena during this annual Day of Play. We're so excited to show off our facility and our new red line. Again, that's Treadwell Arena, 11:30 till 12:10 or 12:30 to 1:10.
OK. Okay. Yeah, what's next?
Once you finish skating, you can head on over to the Douglas Public Library, and they're going to have a jump to Jupiter and explore the relative distance of the solar system with the universe's stories. So you can explore all their little activities. That will be happening from 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m.
Okay.
Then you're going to head over to Riverbend Elementary School and shoot some hoops with the JDHS boys basketball team from 2 p.m. to 3:30. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about our day of play. You've got to come out and join us with the Parks and Rec Department. Again, that's basketball with the JDHS boys basketball team, 2 p.m. to 3:30 at Riverbend. What's next, Lauren?
So you'll be in the – so now you're in the Diamond Park area. So there's lots going on in the afternoon there. Everyone's favorite is Trucks and Stuff, and that's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So everything's right around that area. So we have CCFR is showing up with the fire engine. We have some park maintenance loaders for you to check out. We have a city bus there. You can honk the horn. The Alaskan Wildlife Troopers are going to be there. You can check out their truck. Also, JPD is coming with a bomb squad truck, and we hear they might be bringing a robot.
Wow.
So there is a lot going on at Trucks and Stuff, and that's from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. in the parking lot right outside the Diamond Park Aquatic Center. And then North Star Trekking will be landing a helicopter. So there is a lot.
The 10th annual is going big.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's so much stuff you can check out. You can actually sit in the helicopter, which is like all the kids love. You can check that one out. And then when you want a break from all the trucks and stuff, you can head on over to the Diamond Park Fieldhouse, and they will have an open turf and track time, as well as the National Guard is going to have some inflatable games that you can play in.
Fun. And so, again, this is the 10th annual Day of Play. If you are just tuning in, we're speaking with the Parks and Rec team about it. It's all day Saturday. And tell us again what inspired this and, what's kept it going.
It's our way just to thank the community because, we try to put on all this stuff and we couldn't do our programs without the community support. So it's just our way to giving back and saying thank you.
All right. So I see a nicely formatted sort of schedule in front of you, both of you. If we want to see that digitally so we know where to go and when to be there, where should we go?
Yeah, you can go to juno.org, Parks Rec, for the website on our for the schedule on our website, or you can go to our Facebook event. It's PNR 10th Annual Day of Play. So that has all the events scheduled out, and also we're highlighting each event leading up to the actual event this Saturday.
Looks like a lot of fun. Let's say a family only has 2 hours to spare on Saturday, which one would you go to?
I would in the afternoon with the Trucks and Stuff, because you can hit the Riverbend, you can hit one of the pool, Diamond Park Aquatic Centers.
Yeah, that Diamond Park Aquatic Center is going to be open from 2 to 3:30 and then 4 to 5:30. So there will be some overlap with some of the other activities within the Diamond Park area.
Yeah, so there's like four activities within the Diamond Park area.
And should people have their passport printed before they come, or can they get some there?
You can print it now. It's currently on our website. Or you can pick some up in the morning activities. So we have six levels of stamps. So if you get six stamps, you can get an extra ticket into the drawing. If you get nine stamps, you can get an extra ticket for the drawing plus a Parks and Rec free admission pass to one of our facilities. And then if you get 12 stamps, you get two extra tickets for the drawing plus a prize of your choice from our prize bin. And new this year with the passport is we have four DIY activities that you can do during the event, or you maybe can do them in advance. If you want to print out your passport today, it'll bring you to Overstreet Park, Cope Park, Treadwell Historic Trail, and Project Playground. So that can give you four extra stamps to get entered into the grand prize drawing.
And is there a target age for this, or is it all ages?
It's all ages. It ranges from little kids up until middle school, high schoolers.
And then everybody can be entered into the drawings, because at each at each facility or location, you'll be able to get tickets and then enter into the drawings for some of our special prizes. And it's okay if you come to Treadwell and you're not a skater, you can still come up to the window, get a ticket, enter the drawing, because you're still participating in the event. So we encourage you to stop on by.
Got it. So that's a big day on Saturday. After that, what should we look forward to from the Parks and Rec team?
Well, there's prizes.
Okay.
So then you go to trucks and stuff and you can win. After all that work on doing your passport, you can win 1 hour of ice time at the Treadwell Arena, a pool party at the Diamond Park Aquatic Center, a half-day summer camp at Zach Gordon Youth Center, 3-hour shelter reservation plus equipment, and a youth sports registration at Zach Gordon as
nice.
Well. So there's some really great prizes out there, along with balls and what
yeah,
else?
You don't have to be present to win one of the 5 grand prizes, but if you are, you might get a special bonus prize.
All right. Give us the website again for more info.
It's juno.org, Parks Rec. That's for the schedule and a list of the activities that day, or you can check out even more details on our Facebook page.
All right. Should we talk about stuff after Saturday or wait till our next visit?
Sure. No, let's do it right now. We have for those of you that you may not have an opportunity to go to Treadwell Arena on Saturday for a day of play, but you do want to skate, you can take advantage of our free skate, our back-to-school skate sponsored by the Douglas 4th of July Committee, and that's on Wednesday, August 21st from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And we encourage you all to come out there. This is up for all ages. And in addition to that, this is our third year of offering a third grade season pass for all third graders in the school district. So if you're third graders and you're listening, or your parents have a third grader, or know of a third grader, let them know that they can have a free season pass at Treadwell Arena. There is a form on our website, or you can come in and get that. And that's valid for all of our open sessions, pond hockey, stick and puck. So we encourage you to come out and try some skating.
Deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the chalkboard?
Also on Saturday, indoor soccer registration opens up. So, and our Start Smart sports registration opens up, which you can do online, or you can stop by Zach Gordon Youth Center or the main office of City Hall and get registered for this upcoming season.
All right. This has been part of our check-in with the Parks and Rec team. We've had Lauren Varelli. She's the Recreation and Public Services Manager. And Lauren Anderson, Treadwell Arena Manager. Sounds like the big deal is this Saturday, day of play. More information at, one more time,
juno.org at Parks and Rec's department.
Lauren and Lauren, thank you both so much. Is there anything we're missing?
We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Excited.
I was in it, the pit. You were in it, the pit.